From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Margaret Bashir reports.
UN spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters that Machar and a small group of people turned up in the DRC on Wednesday. The UN mission there, known as MINUSCO, was alerted to his presence and contacted the Congolese government. The government asked them to facilitate the group's transfer from an area near the DRC-South Sudan border to a location inside Congo, which the UN has not revealed. Asked whether Machar required medical care, Haq said, "We have been providing him with whatever medical assistance he needs." Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
Brazilian police say four U.S. Olympic swimmers gave false testimony about being robbed at gunpoint. Swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Fegan initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro. But two of the swimmers, Conger and Bentz, admitted to fabricating the story. The two checked in for a flight out of Brazil after testifying. The Russian Prosecutor General's Office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office said Thursday that the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to Russia's constitution and security. The Washington-based IRA says its programs are aimed at encouraging democracy. The MDIF says it provides financing and assistance to independent news and information businesses. This is VOA News. Twitter announced Thursday that during the last 6 months, it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. The company says that brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. The Russian government says it is ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has expressed frustration that the continuing violence that is preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need. De Mistura cut short a meeting of the UN Aid Delivery Task Force Thursday in Geneva and said the group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be discussions of action instead of wishes and promises.
There was no sense to have a humanitarian meeting today unless we got some action on the humanitarian side in Syria.
The conflict there has raged for more than 5 years. The UN estimates more than 400,000 people have been killed, and 13.5 million are in need of aid. For the first time since declaring his presidential run, Republican Donald Trump offered an extended apology to those who may have been hurt by his caustic comments.
Sometimes, in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it.
Trump spoke Thursday evening at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina. Earlier, he planned a nearly $5 million advertising campaign in key states. Democrat Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, on Thursday, told a group of New York law enforcement leaders that the nation needs to repair the bonds of trust and respect between police officers and the public. She pointed to recent incidents of violence.
I think it's obvious that recent events from Dallas and Baton Rouge to Milwaukee and across the country underscore how difficult and important the work is ahead of us to repair the bonds of trust and respect between our police officers and our communities.
Hillary Clinton, two cases of the Zika virus have been identified in Miami Beach, Florida. The mosquito-borne virus, first detected in Brazil last year, is relatively mild in most cases. However, pregnant women who are infected with Zika risk giving birth to babies with a serious birth defect. The first local transmission of the Zika virus in the United States was detected in the Wynwood neighborhood of Miami in Florida earlier this month. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.